Episode 7, Designed for Distraction, Exploration and Amusement. On a Thursday morning, I was searching for a new book to read. I went over the list of recommended books, chose one, and downloaded a sample of it to my Kindle. For 10 minutes, I read countless variations of the concept of how avoiding distractions will help me to get things done, to meet deadlines, to have extra time to do other things, and so on. It was as if distractions were the evil enemy that needed to be eliminated in order for me to have a good life. Oh boy. Being prone to high-achieving actions means that you may have developed a bunch of habits to increase your productivity, to do more, and to basically be efficient with your time, energy, and resources. You may work hard to minimize distractions, and you may also hyper-focus on what you do and how you do it. All of that, of course, makes sense. But let me break important news for you. You and I are designed for distraction, amusement, and exploration. Researchers from Princeton University and the University of California at Berkeley conducted a study of spatial attention in primates. Their study showed that, in reality, and without realizing it, we are constantly switching between short bursts of attention and short bursts of distraction. Very interesting, right? For instance, while listening to this audio guide, you may have felt that you were fully present, listening with all of your attention. But quite likely, your attention was zooming in and zooming out. Think about it for a moment. Our ancestors needed to be always on the lookout for potential enemies or wild animals with bigger teeth to survive and make sure they didn't get killed. So by nature, of course, our attention needs to zoom in and out of whatever activity we are participating in. These days, we are surrounded by all types of stimuli that grab our attention easily. And yet, let's keep that in mind that our mind is just doing what it's supposed to be doing and did for our ancestors, being on the lookout for potential danger as a strategy to protect us. You may wonder, why is this important? Here is why. Because having perfectionistic tendencies means that you spend a lot of time making sure that things don't fall apart. And means that you push and push to get things done, even when your brain is saturated. Before you stop listening, I promise you, I won't tell you that the solution is to find a work-life balance. That's a cliche. Instead, I want to encourage you to try 4 things to make the best of your time, live with meaning, and do the things that are important to you without losing yourself. First, find your rhythm between work and personal life. The notion of work-life balance is a myth, period. And it has been deconstructed by organizational psychologists like Adam Grant. So let me say this again. No matter how popular the idea of work-life balance has become, it's a myth, for real. And here is why. When we truly care about something, when something truly matters to us, the number of hours we spend hanging out with friends, doing stuff with our families, and participating in projects we care about is not equally distributed. In other words, when you are spending time in a project you care about, or you are spending time with your family, you need to find your rhythm. Most of us don't say, I spent 5 hours working on this audio guide. Now I have to spend 5 hours spending time with my family. To find your rhythm, you need to know this, how you get things done naturally. Steve Pavlina explains that when we are getting things done, we usually employ 2 natural strategies, or we use them in combination with one another: plodding and bursting. Plodding means that you continue doing things with a steady and stable workflow, day after day. One example of plodding comes from Stephen King, who writes about 1,000 words every single day at the same time and in the same place. Bursting means that you work in short, temporary cycles of focused, intense, and targeted work. For instance, Sylvester Stallone wrote the initial 90-page script of Rocky in 3 days. So, right now, you can ask yourself, how do I naturally, spontaneously, and effortlessly work? Acknowledging your preferred style, plodding or bursting, for getting things done, or figuring out what style better fits a project and organizing your schedule based on what's happening in your life will help you to find a long-lasting rhythm for doing the things that matter to you. You don't have to worry whether you're spending 7 hours in a project and now you need to spend 7 hours with your partner. What is more important is that you focus on how you get things done naturally, the task you are participating in, and what's going on in your life at a given moment. Sometimes you may get things done in a plodding mode. Other times you may go into a bursting mode, and other times you may combine both of them. Second, take a productive break. Our brains are not designed to sustain attention or to think for long hours. In fact, our cognitive performance decreases when focusing for large amounts of time, but it increases when having breaks. So instead of forcing ourselves to keep going and going, it's important to schedule reset or break times, even though we may have a strong urge to keep going, and even though our mind may come up with thoughts like, just 5 more minutes, I can do it, I am not so tired. Taking productive breaks may seem nonsensical, because they sound as if they are the opposite of getting things done or being productive. But we actually need breaks to sustain our interest on a project, to protect our mental energy, and to nourish our energy levels. Think about it. You can push and push and work until 3 a.m. to get things done. But how is your next day going to look? Are you going to be as fully present as the day before? So instead of waiting for mental fatigue to kick in or for your energy levels to get too low, you can schedule break times to help yourself to do things in a much more sustainable way for the long term. Research suggests that even brief diversions from a task can dramatically improve our ability to focus on that task for prolonged periods. Alejandro Lleras explains, "We propose that deactivating and reactivating your goals allows you to stay focused. From a practical standpoint, our research suggests that when faced with long tasks, it's best to impose brief breaks on yourself. Brief mental breaks will actually help you to stay focused on your task." Now, here's another question you may have. How many breaks do I take? There are a lot of contradictory findings out there. In general, it seems that we need to take short breaks, 5 to 10 minutes, every hour or so, and longer breaks, at least 30 minutes, every 2 to 4 hours. Ultimately, you will have to experiment and track your energy levels to figure out what the schedule works for you. Whether you take a micro break or a longer break, the purpose is to prevent fatigue and take a break from whatever project you're working on, even though you feel a push to keep going. Third, be consistent and flexible at the same time. Another popular message in the productivity culture is to always show up, to be 100% consistent, to keep doing things over and over until something clicks for good. But life, as usual, of course, is always moving. And rarely we do have a chance to choose what comes our way. Sometimes someone around us gets sick, or we cannot find our favorite pen, or the computer crashes, or you lose your cell phone. Unexpected, unplanned, and unforeseen situations happen out of the blue, more often than not. So instead of holding tightly onto thoughts of always showing up or variations of these thoughts, I encourage you to approach things with flexible consistency. Flexible consistency is about creating a consistent schedule to get things done in a way that is adjustable, adaptable, and changeable. Basically, it's about creating a schedule that is context-based and not rule-based. Fourth, create serendipity time. Let's face it, when trying to live a perfect life, not surprisingly, a person forgets to pay attention to what's happening in front of them, to experience life in different shades, or to just have fun. It's like the push for striving is a full-time job. I know it can sound very simple, but being prone to high-achieving actions means that your mind will come up with hundreds of reason-giving thoughts for you to not do that fun thing or that new thing or to slow down. Your mind will come up with thoughts like, there is no time, it's not important, I'm too old, this is crazy, why will I do that when I have hundreds of things to do? I won't finish with work that is really important. Of course, all those thoughts make sense. And yet, our minds also need time to discover, to explore, to be curious. Who doesn't need time to play? Pause and play. Doing what matters and doing it with all the caring you have is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It requires that you acknowledge that you are designed for distraction, playfulness, and amusement. To recap, here is what you need to do. Number one, find your rhythm. To find your rhythm, ask yourself, how can I organize my values-based life into a well-orchestrated rhythm from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep? Which values-based projects can I take care of in bursting mode? Which values-based moves can I complete in imploding mode? Two, take a productive break. You can ask yourself, how am I going to structure my reset times so I can do what matters without burning out or waiting for the feelings of exhaustion to come my way? The key is to pause and reset on a regular basis. Three, be consistent and flexible at the same time. To put flexible consistency into action, you need to pay attention to the context or the situation. Radically accept what you have control of and what you don't, and adjust accordingly. You can set goals and assign yourself tasks, but rather than treat them as hard and fast rules, you need to be open to making adjustments along the way. Yes, it's not a perfect plan, but it's far more workable in the long term. 4. Create serendipity time. Let's face it. It's quite likely that your calendar is full of all sorts of stuff you need to do. But what about scheduling a leisure and fun activity? And if you haven't scheduled one, please do so. Add one. It can be anything to do on a weekend or on a weekday. And whatever you choose to do for fun, I encourage you to be curious, to keep an open mind about what you're doing, and to be intentionally aware of what you are doing it while you are doing it. Here is the deal. Instead of using rigid frameworks to get things done, I can tell you that these 4 micro skills, finding your rhythm, taking a productive break, being consistent and flexible simultaneously, and creating serendipity time, will help you to get things done, will help you to create new habits to make the most of your time, energy, and efforts, and will help you to enjoy much more of what you do in the long run.